Broadly, I'm supportive of Michael's re-election. Just got a couple of queries. It's the same one about the double dipping on property companies, if you like. Personally, if I was the director of AXA Asia Pacific with a huge property portfolio, would not think it was appropriate to sit on the board of another property fund manager. Now, Paul Cooper's doing it at Centro and Michael's doing it at APN Property. And I just think it's just, if you're a professional director, you pick your sectors and you have one stock per sector. And I just frankly am surprised that in the funds management industry there is so much double dipping across the board, and we've got two pretty stark examples here. So, you know, personally, I just don't think it should happen. I'm interested in Michael Butler's explanation as to why he thinks he can sit on the board of two, you know, sometimes competing property funds management companies. I'm also a shareholder.
Can I just interpose there? It's important for you to understand that we actually subcontract our property management. We don't actually manage our direct property holdings, and Alliance Bernstein manage any listed property investments that we might have.
Obviously, you've still got large investments in property.
Yes, indeed.
So
we have.
We're double dipping with.
We've got large investments in a myriad of public companies.
Well, we can beg to differ on that. Now, the other one is I'm a small shareholder in Verticon, which is the crane company. Now, I know it's tough competing with Micro's Elite Cranes. It's a tough But that stock, I'm down 90% on that investment. So I'm just a little disappointed with Michael's performance at Verticon. It's a funny little stock to go into. I saw his name there and thought, oh, I might buy in. And it's obviously a tough industry. I guess that's the only black mark against Michael's performance, if you like. I know APN's been hit like everyone else, but Verticon's been a real shocker. So, I mean, I still think we need to keep him. He's done a solid job here, but I just make the point that obviously I've lost $400 in competing with Gatto as well, and it's not very pleasant when it happens. Thanks.
Okay, Michael, do you want to comment? Needless to say, the board has absolute confidence in Michael Butler.